Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dirty Word.
Team PXY.
It's the Dirty Word.
You talk dirty to me.
Dirty Word.
Dirty, dirty, dirty man. Talk dirty to me.
What? Team PXY does your relationship dirty work for you.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
This week for Dirty Work Wednesday, we're being tasked with proving that Kristen's boyfriend is being jealous and paranoid.
And we've got her on with us right now. Hey, Kristen, what's going on, girl?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Thank you
guys so much for agreeing to help me.
Of course.
Yeah.
So my boyfriend is absolutely ridiculous, and I'm honestly just excited to finally be able to prove it.
All right. Well, before we prove anything, let's get some of the backstory here. What is it that your boyfriend is being jealous and paranoid, as you say, about?
Okay. So I have this friend at the gym that I go to, and it's a guy.
Okay.
So obviously he only wants to sleep with me and, you know, just can't only be my friend, of course.
Just so you know, I'm picking up on the sarcasm.
Oozing with sarcasm.
Love that for you. But I agree. I think the idea that men and women can't just be friends is pretty ridiculous.
Of course. Yes, of course. Men and women can, of course, just be friends. But I've got some follow-up questions for this particular case. Now, you say he's a gym friend is what you categorize him as. What does that mean exactly?
Okay, well, like, we met after a spin class, and we just really hit it off. So now whenever we're at the gym at the same time, we'll either take classes together or just, like, spot each other, you know?
Okay, another question. Has he ever asked you to hang out outside of the gym? Or is this, again, you say he's a gym friend, is this a specifically in the gym kind of friendship?
Well, sometimes after our workouts, like, we'll grab drinks or food or whatever.
Drinks after a workout?
Wow.
You're doing it right, sister. Been there, done that. I love your style.
Right?
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. This is giving me some pause.
What?
It's totally platonic. He's just a friend.
I mean, you think that.
Are you serious?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm just calling it like I see it. Look, let's break it down. He approached you, right, at this class where you guys met, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, and you say you hang out outside of the gym, so I assume you guys have exchanged phone numbers. I also assume he was the one who initiated that. Am I wrong on that?
No, yeah.
Okay, red flags. Red flags all over the place. This dude is totally trying to move in on you. I'm sorry. I've just got to say it.
Okay, whoa. Corey, hold on a second here. Kristen, what kind of things you guys talk about when you're hanging out together?
He talks about other girls, so that goes against your theory that he wants me.
Nope. That actually only strengthens it, I think.
No, if he was interested in me, why would he bring up other girls around me?
Oh, I don't know, to make you jealous, show you that he's sought after. Yeah, definitely wants you. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Just stop. Breezy, can you get my back on this, honestly?
Listen, the jury is still out on this one, sister.
Come really? On, Breezy, look okay, at the evidence. Listen. Look at the evidence.
Really quick, though.
Okay.
This is going to be kind of an awkward question, but you know me. I love awkward questions, asking the tough stuff. If you were single, say something were to happen with you and your boyfriend, would you consider dating him? Is he your type of guy?
Oh, hell no. No, he's a good-looking guy, and he's really nice, but he's totally not my type. And not for nothing, but I love my boyfriend, and I would never leave him.
Right, right. Sure.
Honestly, that's the most frustrating thing with this. It makes me feel like my boyfriend doesn't trust me, which is totally unfair.
No. I don't think that's the case. I think it's that your boyfriend doesn't trust this guy, and as a guy, I can say this. Don't blame him.
Whatever. All right, are you guys still going to help me, though?
Oh, we're 100% in, sister. Full throttle. I'm ready when Corey is.
Sure, yeah, why not?
Yes, okay. Honestly, I can't wait to rub it in your face when it turns out that I'm right and he just thinks we're friends. So
okay, we'll see.
Okay, Corey, this is very awkward. What's the plan here? I mean, how are we going to get him to admit that he only sees her as a friend? I don't understand that.
Okay, I'm thinking we play a little... Guess the mystery caller.
Ooh, that sounds cryptic. I love it.
Yeah, follow my lead. Follow my lead on this one. Here, take a couple of these clues. I wrote them down.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
All right, Kristen, for this to work, though, you do need to be completely silent, okay? Like, if you want me to, I can put you on hold.
No, I can stay quiet.
Okay. All right. Breeze, can you please punch in this guy's number?
You got it. Let's give Ian a call here and find out if he's looking for friends or something else.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ian?
Yeah, what up?
Hi, Ian. My name is Corey James. I've got a radio show on 98PXY here in Rochester, and I've got my co-host Breezy here with me as well.
Ian, buddy boy, what's crack-a-lackin'?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, I'm sorry to call you out of the blue like this, but we're actually in the middle of a contest, and you're a very important part of this. Do you have, like, a quick second to talk? I don't know if you're really busy at this moment.
Yeah, I guess.
Awesome. Okay, fantastic. So here's how this is working, okay? Someone you know is on the other line, and we're going to give you some clues, and if you can correctly guess who it is, they win a prize, okay? So a lot on the line here.
This is so weird, but yeah, sure.
Okay, let's awesome. Yes. All right, love that. Breeze, do you want to give the first clue?
Sure. Let's let it rip, Ian. All right, here's your first clue. When you and this person spend time together, you're physically very close.
Oh.
Kind of vague.
Is it? Ian, you dog.
Wow.
How many people can you say you're physically close with that you're spending a lot of time together?
You know, I do okay.
Okay. All right. All right, Ian. How about another clue, bud?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All right. This person's heart rate elevates whenever you're around.
Okay, I've got a couple ideas. Yeah, give me another clue.
All right, if you're ready for it. This person wants to apologize for getting their sweat on you.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right. We're getting closer. Okay.
Well, hang on. Let's give you one more clue. How about that? Let's just really bring this one home. We want this person to obviously win. Are you ready for the last clue?
Sure.
This person says they love you like a brother.
Wait, did you say like a brother?
Yes, loves you like a brother.
Yeah, keep it in the family.
Maybe like a stepbrother from one of those videos.
Oh, God. Ian, too early, too far.
It's Kristen, right?
it is. Can we go back to that last comment for a second? It loves you like a stepbrother. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
You know what I'm talking about. She wants me. It's obvious.
Oh,
No, I like you as a friend, but I definitely don't want you.
Wait, she knows you have a boyfriend,
yeah,
right, Kristen?
We probably should ask that question, yes. Kristen, before.
Yes, 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 of course. That's why I'm confused. How could you possibly think I want you?
Look, look, all of you guys, like, can we just stop playing games now? Like, look, Kristen, you gave me your number. We hang out. And I'm getting a little sick and tired of waiting for you to kick that sweet to the curb. Like, come on.
Wow. Are you? Wow. Excuse me?
I mean, look, how much does he even fetch?
What? Oh, my God.
Can he run for 5 straight miles without stopping? Because I can.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. Whatever. He doesn't even work out.
I don't think that. I don't know. I don't know why that matters, but okay.
That's great about your cardiovascular fitness and all, Ian. Love that for you. But, like, I'm not really sure what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, same.
Like, you're humble bragging right now. It's very obvious.
It's because I'm way more of a man than he is, obviously. Like, why would you be with him when you could be with me? Like, you look at him and, like, come on.
Because I love him, maybe?
Yeah, look, how about I challenge him to a burpee contest? Whoever does the most gets to have
you. What? Are we a crossing competition here?
Are you f***ing out of your mind? Okay, I'm not some prize to win.
Come on. You don't want an upgrade in the bedroom. You told me things were kind of like slacking there.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Okay, hold on. Ian, man.
Savage mode.
Ian, it's pretty obvious. She's in a relationship, and she's not interested in you like that. She just thought you guys were friends.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Well, all right, believe it, because it's the truth.
Oh, whatever. Come on. You know you fantasize about me. Admit it.
Okay, I've had enough of Ian. Let's just get him out of here.
Wait, whoa.
Yes.
Did he hang up?
No, I hung up on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right. All right. Well, here's the thing. I feel like I need to take a piping hot shower after that.
Seriously.
With 3 bottles of body wash. This guy's disgusting.
Yeah, it's too bad there's not more hand sanitizer available. I feel like I just douse myself
God.
In it. Man, wow.
Oh, my God.
Kristen.
Yeah.
Would this be a bad time to bring up the fact that your boyfriend and I were completely right about this guy? Bad time?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it probably would.
Okay, all right, won't mention it then. Not a problem.
Team PXY is always up for doing your dirty work.
Email us at dirtywork@98pxy.com.
More of Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.